Krishna Book, Canto 22, the Maushala Leela, Chapter 93, Scene 2. Lord Brahma requests Krishna to return to the spiritual world. Sri Shukadeva Goswami continued. After Lord Brahma, along with Lord Shiva and the other demigods, thus offered their prayers to the Supreme Lord Govinda, Lord Brahma situated himself in the sky and addressed Krishna as follows. My dear Lord, previously we demigods requested you to remove the burden of the earth. O unlimited personality of Godhead, that request has certainly been fulfilled. My Lord, you have re-established the principles of religion among pious men who are always firmly bound to the truth. And you have also distributed your glories all over the world. And thus the whole world can be purified by hearing about you. Descending into the dynasty of King Yadu, you have manifested your unique transcendental form. And for the benefit of the entire universe, you have executed magnanimous transcendental activities. My dear Lord, those pious and saintly persons who in the age of Kali hear about your transcendental activities and also glorify them, they will easily cross over the darkness of that age. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, O my Lord, you have descended into the Yadu dynasty, and thus you have spent 125 autumns with your devotees. And so, my dear Lord, there is nothing remaining at this time for your Lordship to do on behalf of us demigods. And you have already withdrawn your dynasty by the curse of the Brahmanas. O Lord, you are the basis of everything, and if you so desire, kindly return now to your own abode in the spiritual world. At the same time, we humbly beg that you always protect us, for we are your humble servants, and on your behalf, we are managing the universal situation. We, along with our planets and followers, require your constant protection.